Okay, so this is gonna be a short video, but I was looking through some European art for research on a video and I came across something very interesting that I thought I should share with you guys. So you probably know this painting. It's called The School of Athens and it was painted by Raphael. Not that one, the other one. He was around 26 when this was commissioned by Pope Julius II in around 1509 or so. It's on the walls of the Pope's residence in Vatican City. It shows a bunch of science dudes across the ages hanging out and also Hypatia of Alexandria, which I think is really cool. However, next to her, we see Pythagoras and behind him, there's Archimedes. And overlooking him, there's a very Muslim-looking dude with green clothes and a turban, a mustache and a mean look. That's actually Evroes, or as we know him, Ibn Rushd. I'm not sure whether he's looking at Pythagoras' work or Archimedes' work, although they have the same expressions as when I showed my math teacher my homework, knowing it was completely wrong. This is really cool because Raphael is acknowledging Evroes' work and the Greek influence he had, which Evroes was very public about. By the way, Raphael is also on this painting. Now, this is not the first depiction of Evroes in European art. He was quite famous. Dante Alighieri in his Divine Comedy puts him in limbo along with other non-Muslim thinkers and, interestingly, Saladin. Although, not all depictions of Evroes are good. In Composanto Inferno, which is a fresco about hell by Andrea Orcagna, Evroes is depicted in hell along with the Antichrist and Prophet Muhammad himself. I'm not gonna point to him because it depicts Prophet Muhammad, but you can look at it yourself. He's pretty easy to spot. Although it shows that even though Evroes was famous, Christian religious scholars still didn't think he was going to heaven. I'm pretty sure Muslim religious scholars thought the same. After all, he was tried for heterodoxy in his life. See you next time.